I want to inspire you this week with living a miraculous lifestyle. I used to be a farmer, and we still have a farm, go visit every now and then. And on the farm, the Lord taught me how to live a miraculous lifestyle, trusting God for the miraculous. Many people will not believe your report on Jesus until they hear about your miraculous lifestyle. Jesus said here in John 10, verse 38, he said, "But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." So Jesus said here that if you don't believe me, believe the works that I do. In the Message translation, it says, "But if I am doing them, put aside for a moment what you hear me say about myself and just take the evidence of the actions that are right before your eyes." Take the evidence of the actions. One of my sons used to be with me in the truck all the time, the bucky, as we call it in South Africa, as we drove on our farm. And many times we had problems with the water because we had long water pipes, and then we had to walk through those water pipes to find the problem. And every time we needed to find the problem, it took us hours to find that problem. Until one day it dawned on us that we might just want to pray for where the problem is. Every time that I prayed, he was with me in the bucky. And as I prayed, the Lord just showed us like a specific sign, maybe like a blue water trough somewhere, or we'll get a picture of a certain bush or a certain pole or a certain wire or a certain fence somewhere. And we would drive to that specific place. And what usually took us hours took us just a few minutes, because God showed us every time where that water leak was. I remember the one day I prayed and I thought about a certain place, and I went there and the water leak wasn't there. And then we took 3 or 4 hours again to try and find it in another place. And later we prayed and said, "Lord, why are we missing it?" And he said, "Go back to that first place. You didn't look well enough." And so me and my boy went back to that first place, and actually it was just 1 or 2 meters further from the place where we started. And it shows you like God can lead you accurately through his Holy Spirit. And that's how my boy actually came to know Jesus, and how he became a Christian. He actually said to me after those experiences, "Dad, I want to be baptized. I also want to be part of the kingdom of God." And so that miraculous moments proved to him that Jesus is real. And God wants to prove himself real to you in your life. He wants to show you through the miraculous that he actually exists. And so many people will benefit from those testimonies, things that you have in your heart. So trust God for the miraculous in your life. Trust him to show you in your everyday life how to access the miraculous. And always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.